Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for our murmurants. You feel social fake bass, Fatis Bassi, episode Shachol Yisrael. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Moray Naim of the Halakha Menachem Nachum of Chernobyl. We're starting in Parashas Vo'eiro, B'siyat HaDishmai, Vo'eiro, Avraham Yitzhok, Yaakov, Kel Shakai. Rashi says, Chalal Da'abnu Vo'ed Nishtakhim. How sad is it? How unfortunate is it that they have been lost, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and are not found? They didn't complain, and you complain. You, Moshe. Explains Rabbeinu. Ha'inyan, who denied the Sod Golas Mitzrayim, who the matter is that it's known that the secret of Golas Mitzrayim, Ki Adas, Amit Yoyev, Golas, true Das, was in Golas. Shalem Esigan Adas, Labre Bar Baruch Hu. They weren't able to perceive the true understanding to serve God. King Shanamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Das, Alekei, Bichov, Abdei, we should know God, your Father. The God of your father and servant. That das is what brings a person to fear and complete love. After a person knows that the world is filled with God's glory and there's no place that's empty of him. From tiny quality, God is the source of all pleasure, the pleasure of all pleasures. Baruch Hu Rosh Mo Chai Chai, blessed is He, blessed is His name, the life of life. Yim Kein B'cholat Tanu Gimilu Yitzur Chas V'Shalom Heil L'Shifat Zarim Chiyusiz Baruch V'Advarim Enifroim. And if so, all of the pleasures, if one can imagine, one can illustrate in one's mind the lacking of the flow of light, of chiyus, of existence, of God, of vitality of God, in those things that were created, they go back to chaos, to nothingness. In other words, if there would be a lack of shefa, of Hashem, of His light, of His chiyus, in this world, in the pleasures of this world, they go back to nothingness. We have to know that all the pleasures we have are just a spark of the true pleasure of godliness. And b'chem b'chol yom sal yom tachtonim, so to all the upper worlds and lower worlds. Il yitzu yor chas v'shalom heder chiyusim hem, if one could imagine, one could illustrate chas v'shalom, that God's life, vitality, would be lacking from the upper and lower worlds, hayuk lo hayuk, would be like nothing. Vim kenu ikar b'chol advarim, it's the primary God, Shechina, is the primary source of everything. Vim ken k'shiyamin b'zeh, when he believes this, you won't desire any pleasure in this world, because you know the only true pleasure is godliness. It's all from Hashem. What else do you need? Why go after a nickel when you can own the whole bank? Why go after a little tiny bit of this world when you can have the real deal? Could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. It's better to connect yourself to the true tiny and not to separate Chas V'Shalom. This Nargan, this complainer, who's Mafred Aleph, who separates from the Aleph, Mafred Aleph Shalom Shchinte, separates godliness from his Shechina. Everything in this world, because they have a godly spark in them, are called Shechina. Shechina dwells. The vitality of God that dwells in all the matters. If a person does something, a person eats breakfast, like the masses eat breakfast, as I mafid chas v'shalom, and he's separating chas v'shalom, the pleasure from the source of its pleasure. He's thinking about the cornflakes, he's not thinking about the source of life in the cornflakes, the source of pleasure in the cornflakes, which is the Bari Baruch Hu, could be Yachal, the Shechina. V'alken b'vadim yishesh leg das, somebody who has this das, to understand that it's less as upon me, it's all godliness, all the pleasure is godliness. Here b'chol devar ha'pnimius ha'makayim, we'll see in everything, the pnimius, the internal aspect that gives it existence. Shushchinas ha'baruch Hu, that's God's Shechina, God's spark, Kaviyachal, that dwells in this manner, v'yidbak, won't cling to it. V'yavulidei yira v'ahav, and then he's going to come, the loving God and fearing God. V'ahav v'nikar k'mo shamar v'mishnah v'ahav, t'ra t'sem v'kav chol vav chol nam shal chol moedecha. Love means that you love God v'chol moedecha, with all of your ma'oid. The Gemara says, v'chol mida v'mida, with every measure that God measures, you should love Him. What does it mean, every measure? Deny that's known. Ki Hashem Yisbarach ain't so, if God's infinite. V'im kenu davar she'en lu k'vul v'tachlis. It has no limit, neither in time nor in space. This world is limited in time and space. How's it possible for this world to contain, to maintain the light of the shefa, the flow of the vitality of God that's in all of creation? God's limitless, and this world is limited. So how does the world contain God? Elahu Yisbarach Manigolam Aydin Midoisav. God runs the world with His midas. What are midas? Amounts. Midos Nikroim Mash and Mother, the Shem is both with Simsim is Atzma Kuviyachal. The Midos are called that God measured himself, he contracted himself Kuviyachal in such a way that the world could contain him. Zeh Lashon Midah, that's the Lashon of amount. And this is according to the decree of God's wisdom that is not perceived by us limited mortal beings. Sometimes God measures us with this measure, sometimes with that measure, according to his gzera, as God's chachmas gezer, shetzarech basically what's needed at that time, to run his world with the flow of his vitality. Every Jewish person, God makes himself into a measure, into a mount, and he contracts his godliness, may it be blessed, into the power of a person, into his seichel at that time. Sometimes God judges with kindness, and sometimes with mercy, and sometimes with other midas. Can only take godliness with this midah. If man has das, bivadei makabel l'kutzis bar, fima shemoder es atzim oilav beisahi. We're definitely going to accept his godliness based on the measure that God gave you at that time. That's what you have to do with your das. Use your das to know that if this is the way God is relating to you, then this is the best thing for you. And thank him very much. B'chol midu midah, with every midah chazal say, noidecha, you should thank him a lot, and thus you will serve God with av and yira, with love and fear. Even if God is doing things of din, of yira, of din, you're still going to love. Why? Because you have das, and das is koil av of yira. And therefore, when you say Shema, says Rabbeinu, when you say the Dalet of Echad, you're makabel upon yourself, Dalet in the space, and it says in Tehillim, Ki alecho hevagnu kol hayoyim. We were killed for you every day, which means that every day we're makabel on himself, the Abba Mises Basin. We love God even when he's misnag, even when he's midah, even when his measure is a measure of din, of strict judgment. We still love God at that time. Even when the midah is yira. Because we know that Havoyah is Shem Rachamim and Elokim is Shem Din. And that's what it means. Hashem Elokeinu, whether he's relating to us with Havoyah, Shem Havoyah, which is the name of Rachamim, of Chesed, or Elokeinu, which is the name of Din, Hashem Echad, it's all Havoya, it's all Hashem Rachamim, it's all love, it's all one. So whether he's Misnag, Midas Havoya, or Midas Elokeinu, it's all Havoya, it's all Chesed. In order that you can be able to Makabal God's locus with that matter. And that's what it means. You should know, use your Das, to know that Havayah and Elokim is one, even when he's misnagged with Elokim, with Din, with strict judgment, it's Havayah, it's Shem of Chesed, of Racham, and of love. And you have to use your Das to know that, and you're loving God that way. And Moynaim says that if that's what you do, Nasekein Be'emes, that's how you transform the strict judgment, the Din, the Yira, the Elokim, the Shem of strict judgment, into mercy. And that's what it means, Sadiqim Mahafchim. Midas Adin and Midas Harachim. Tzaddikim transform by accepting everything with love. They transform even the Din into Rachamim. And the Vishayim, even they get Rachamim, since they don't connect it to its source, they transform it into Din. He has a windfall in business and he makes a lot of money and he doesn't connect it to the Baruch Shalom. That brings Din to the world. So Tzaddikim are able to transform that Din back into Rachamim. So they transform their own Din into Rachamim, the Din of the Rishayim, who don't know how to connect things to their source, they transform that also to Rachamim. That tzaddik yochel attacking gamze shetilku l'shaim. That tzaddik can also fix what the Rishayim have corrupted. And they transform rachamim to din, and the tzaddik can transform that din back into rachamim. Tzaddik can take the din that comes upon them, that shem elokim, and they turn it into havoya, they turn it into mercy by accepting what God does with love. And that's what Ben Bagbag says, hafeich ba, turn it over and turn it over. Meaning that through Torah, which is Das Yafok, you can transform, you can turn over the Midah of Din, this measure of judgment of God, and you can transform it into Rachamim. And you can also transform what the Rishayim did from Din to Rachamim. So that means Hafoichba v'hafoich, but it's all in there, the kula, but it's all there. There's din, there's rachmin, and you can transform this din, this strict judgment, into mercy. So that's the first leg in our journey, and hopefully we'll be zechut to continue. So we learn the moiridik eskula to make din into rachmin by accepting it with love. You should love God b'chol moidecha, b'chol mida u'mida. Every measure, every amount that God relates to you, making himself, mitzamtzing himself, contracting himself to this world, you thank him, and thereby you transform the strict judgment, the din of the rachamim, you transform the din that a tzaddik gets on himself, you can transform that into rachamim, you can transform the what they're the shayim when they get chesed, and they don't be connected to its source, so they turn that into din, the tzaddik can transform that also back into mercy and into chesed. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening.